Chris Ferrara, author of Liberty, the God That Failed, and The Great Facade, The Crisis of Novelty in the Catholic Church. Both books available in my bookstore at mikechurch.com/books is my guest on the Dudemaker Skype line. If you like what you're hearing here on the Crusade Channel, and I'm sure Chris will have no problem in joining me in this little endorsement, you have a duty, as Chris Ferrara once said on this show, to support it. And you can do that by becoming a Founders Pass member today and join our membership service at crusadechannel.com. I'll even give you a 50% discount to do so today. Use the coupon code APRIL and take 50% off that that membership and help ensure that 2 months from now when you turn your Crusade Channel app on or go to the website that Chris Ferrara is on the Skype hotline and Mike is on and broadcasting live and it's in crystal clear, beautiful stereo. Chris, so having a duty to support this still holds for the Crusade Channel faithful, right?
Well, listen, don't complain about the state of the church unless you're supporting initiatives like this, because right now there's no help on the way from Rome. We're in the middle of an apostasy in the church that was predicted by Our Lady of Fatima. And the result is that although many members of the hierarchy have the faith, they're not defending it. They're afraid to defend it. It's up to the laity, using the means of social communication extolled by Vatican II in one of the aspects of the council's teaching that can certainly be applied to current circumstances, use the means of social communication to defend the faith. During the Arian heresy, as Cardinal Newman wrote in his famous essay on consulting the faithful in matters of doctrine, it was the faithful who were more faithful to their baptismal vows than the vast majority of members of the hierarchy, even though the hierarchy internally still believed in the divinity of Christ. But they failed to stand up to the Arians, who were questioning his divinity and basically were acting as the equivalent of Jehovah's Witnesses, declaring that Christ was an exalted figure, a God of some sort, but not of one substance with the Father, certainly not part of the triune God. The bishops knew that this was wrong for the most part, but they weren't defending the faith. They were going with the flow.
That's right.
Like so many of the bishops of our time. And Newman said that without the support of the laity, the few good prelates, first and foremost St. Athanasius the Great, would have failed. They needed the support of the laity. Initiatives like this on the internet, the social communications made possible by the World Wide Web, are absolutely essential right now to keeping the pilot light going, the pilot light of the true faith, at a time when it otherwise seems to be snuffed out in so many other places.
So that's a yes.
That's a very elaborate yes. Sign up today.